Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. WVQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WVQC LP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WVQC LP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Tuesday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man and the Dope Boy Pot and Hash, featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WVQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
.7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is at HempRock.com, and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people.
Power to the people. We are the Drug Policy Alliance. We envision new drug policies grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because it fosters debate on drug policy.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Because whether you use drugs or not, you deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I'm a scientist.
Because the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
We believe the war on drugs is really a war on people.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I want my children to receive honest drug education.
Because it's time to step out of our comfort zone and begin to tell the truth about drugs and our failed drug policies.
Because the war on drugs is a war on people of color.
The Drug Policy Alliance promotes harm reduction.
Because the drug problem is a health problem, not a criminal problem.
We promote new solutions to reduce the harms of both drug use and drug prohibition.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because so many people are incarcerated.
I know. I spent 12 years in prison because of a first-time nonviolent drug offense.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the drug war
is not the war on drugs, it's
the war on people. I'm Tony Papa.
I'm George Soros.
I'm Sting, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I'm Larice Harvey.
I am Dr. Matilda Quim.
I'm Elizabeth Sarnoff.
I'm Montel Waters, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. Online at drugpolicy.org. Please join us.
This is Bryce Wiener, and you are now on the front lines in the war for your mind with Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, WVQC-LP Cincinnati, broadcasting on 95.7 FM and WVQC.org, the voice of the Queen City. Shine on, Cincinnati, and stand by for further instructions from the officer in charge, the Happy Hemptress.
All right, I am the Happy Hemptress, and of course it is WVQC LP Cincinnati. And running a bit behind getting things set up here, folks, but it is the Tuesday afternoon show here on December 7th. Would be my father's birthday today, 88 today, if he did not pass away in 88. So it's a little bit of a synchronicity day, but unfortunately, it is also the day before the 20th anniversary that John Lennon, one of my heroes, passed away when he was murdered in 1980. And we're not going to hype on that today, but we are going to be playing all music today dedicated to John Lennon. And I'm sure you all agree, or most of you agree. I'm sure there's some people out there that go, screw John Lennon, he sucked, or the Beatles sucked. But, you know, I can assure you that most of the world would not. So I do want to tell you what that first song was that we played. You know, what else could we play on Hemp Rock from John Lennon but and a low-power radio station, but power to the people? You know, that's our logo, low power to the people. So power to the people, John Lennon. I know what he meant. I hope you guys do, because it's really all about what this show's about and freedoms in general. You know how he felt. And if you're interested, PBS recently has been showing specials not only on the Beatles, but as well as John Lennon history. They have a whole segment on, first of all, how the Beatles changed the Russia, the USSR, specifically that song over there. To this day, they have Beatle parties all the time. It's like karaoke Beatles, Beatle tribute bands all over Russia and the U.S., or what would have been the USSR at that time. And huge fans of that. So look that up on PBS, as well as a special about John Lennon and his life after the Beatles with Yoko and his political issues. You know, a lot of you guys don't know, the FBI had a file on him a mile long. They were about to throw him out of this country, him and Yoko, for their political work against the Vietnam War and their peace marches and things of that nature. Sidebar, of course, we'll have another song here in the show about rallies and things like that. But the day that his son Sean was born is the same day that he got the news that he was not going to be deported out of this country. He fought for 2 to 3 years, him and Yoko, to stay in this country. They loved New York. And, of course, that is where he was killed 20 years ago tomorrow. And he wanted to stay. Too bad he wasn't deported. He might still be alive, huh? It's one of those, excuse me with the crackling there. It's one of those ironies. If he had been deported, he could be alive. So think about that. What things can be and what things are and what they could have been. And think about John, because he would think about you, right? Anyway, I am getting my internet connection here. Of course, I want to thank Enzo's Coffee Shop Next Door for that internet connection so we can get on the web and tell you what's going on in the world of cannabis and hemp. Of course, last but not least, we will have guests that we'll be talking to here in just a little bit. We have Trey and Crash, a new clothing company dedicated to legalizing your favorite plant. They are called Natural Choice. You can find them at fornaturalchoice.com. They are here in the studio to tell you their story as why they now have joined our movement to legalize cannabis. So stick around for that. We also have, of course, over to my left is the Burn Man rolling the pot for us again, as usual. And somewhere over there, he's hiding at the moment, is Mr. Personalities. And I do believe Earl Duke will be with us here to do some reading for us, getting some practice for his show that he wants to get here on the station at WVQC. And of course, don't forget, we are always looking for members here at WVQC. And I think I gave you my sheet of paper. I want that one there, Burman.
That's one of my
Yeah. No, that's mine, and you get the other one, and I'll have you do that here in just a second. But he needs his eyeballs. I always have to give Burman his eyeballs. Don't forget, though, of course, we want you to be a member. You can do it at $30, $75, or $150. You can host a show. You can also be an underwriter if you are a local business and want people to know about it. Good prices for that. So go to wvqc.org/underwrite and you can get those rates, as well as you musicians out there. We want your music. I'll tell you, I love the local music, but I have to say there are some things I'm tired of hearing already. It's almost like we're commercial radio. We got to get new music on our Mac here, guys and girls. So get your music. Get it to Maria here at WVQC. And go to WVQC.org. You can contact her there. Or, of course, call 513-651-4171 here at Media Bridges, your local public access facility, to get your music heard. Now, if you support our issues and you want to be heard on Hemp Rock, I get a copy too, guys. We like free music, so bring it down. Get a hold of us at hemprock.com, whatever, and get us your music for the show and or the station. Now, to celebrate not only the holidays but Media Bridges, you have something you want to plug, Burnman.
Oh, we have an open house down here at Media Bridges coming up December the 10th. It'll be 6 to 9 p.m., food, drinks. You can become a member, I'm sure, while you're down here. So come on down.
Yeah, I think they should. Anybody coming that isn't a member that comes to the party should donate $30 to WVQC and Media Bridges to
be
a member.
It's worth it for the party anyway. You'd be spending that much somewhere else.
That's right. That's exactly right. You'd be spending that if you went out partying somewhere. So have the party here. It's a free party. And then donate the money. You know,
you write it off on your taxes, probably.
That's right. And, you know, I'm sure they wouldn't be offended if all you had was $5 or $10 during the holiday season. Whatever you can donate, it's going to help us stay on the air and get our signal better. So we want to do that. Now, of course, I will say this very quickly because I don't want to forget to let you guys know. We are doing giveaways today on the show. Now, if we don't give them all away today, they will be here at the station. And if somebody wants to become a member, they will get some of these products. Of course, they are from naturalchoice.com. We've got a really cool hoodie, 3 t-shirts, and 2, I guess what they're, sweater caps, skull caps?
Beanie hats.
Beanie hats. There you go. Beanies. And so now, we're going to do a sort of giveaway that, you know, if you become a member and pay a little extra, then you will get one of these products. So we'll be doing that. Our phone number here, of course, is 513-564-9600. Sorry about that echo, guys. And anyway, 513-564-9600 to call in if you want to be a part of the show and also donate to get some of this these clothes. Again, you can go to fournaturalchoice.com and check them. Oh, wait a minute. Are there pictures on the site yet?
Yeah,
you do have pictures.
Facebook
okay.
Links.
And the Facebook links.
Yes.
That's right. All righty. Well, I will introduce these guys here in just a few minutes, but I do want to pull some things up that I want to get to in the news very quickly. Let's see. This was something that I've been trying to get to the last couple days. I'll tell you. Oh, goodness, I lost it again. I do this all the time. I end up losing the stuff. All right. This is from Detroit. Medical marijuana law lawsuit could bring changes. The American Civil Liberties Union filed a lawsuit Wednesday, this is last week, against Livonia, Birmingham, and Blooming Hills on behalf of a Birmingham couple who want to use medical marijuana at home, take it to a club in Bloomfield Hills, and grow it in their Livonia warehouse. The case could broaden or curtail medical marijuana use in Michigan, lawyers on both sides of the issue said. Each of these cities has an ordinance that effectively bans the use of medical marijuana. ACLU Director Carrie Moss said the lawsuit in Wayne County Circuit Court asked that the ordinances be declared void and unenforceable. Officials of the three cities said their ordinances were aimed at drug dealers and others who would abuse the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act, but they said it was unclear whether their local rules banned all use of the drug. I guess I'd have to give it more thought whether the local ordinance banned all use by medical marijuana patients, Livonia City Attorney Don Kapp said. Birmingham City Commissioner George Dilgard said the April vote on the ordinance didn't get into much depth whether a person could or could not use it at home. Birmingham resident Linda Lott, 61, said her 28 years of multiple sclerosis led to debilitating muscle spasms and bouts of intense pain until her neurologist told her that marijuana might help. I just take one quick smoke of it to get relief for as long as a day, said Lott, who sat in a wheelchair Wednesday at the ACLU offices in Detroit. Lott said Birmingham's ordinance made her afraid to leave her house. The ordinance, like those in Bloomfield Hills and Livonia, does not mention marijuana, simply saying that any activity that violates federal law is banned and punishable as a misdemeanor. But discussions by officials before votes on the ordinances showed they targeted medical marijuana. Lott said she has a state-approved card and her husband has a card to be caregiver, one who provides the drug. Robert Lott said he owned a 50,000-square-foot warehouse where he hoped to raise marijuana for their use. He uses it to treat his glaucoma, but he said he feared arrest in Livonia, his wife no longer took classes and socialized at their private club in Bloomfield Hills, and that a Birmingham assistant police chief told him not to carry marijuana in his car. The state allows an approved patient to carry up to 2.5 ounces of the drug and own as many as 12 plants. The lawsuit does not ask for money. So, you know, we've got three cities in Michigan that are trying to step on what the voters voted for, and they have now been sued by the ACLU on behalf of these two patients. So we'll keep you up on what is going with that case, okay? But, you know, I like to do a little add-on. You know, we have L.A. Law & Order, third episode in, covered medical marijuana and a death at a dispensary. Murder, actually. Now there's this show called Detroit 187. Haven't seen anything about medical marijuana yet, but I guarantee you, not because I know for sure, but just because I believe, that sometime in the future of this series, there will be some case that evolves around medical marijuana in Michigan and Detroit, even though it's the homicide division. And I look to see what slant these producers and writers will take on it. It's a great show, though. If you're into that kind of show, definitely watch Detroit 187 because it's a pretty cool show. Oh, my goodness. Now, let's see. This is, I wanted to get to this yesterday. This is an example of what is going on the West Coast. It is scary, scary, scary. We talked a little bit about Mexico yesterday, right, Burn Man?
Yeah.
Yep. So this is coming on the heels of Christmas. It is from the Sacramento Bee out of Sacramento, California, the Holiday Road to Peril. The annual Mexican Christmas pilgrimage, traditionally a joyous journey culminating in pozole stew and nativity reenactments, is now fraught with fear and foreboding. About 1 million Mexican immigrants, including thousands from Northern California, are expected to return to Mexico this month to share the holidays with relatives they left behind years ago. Most are driving, and many, including Sacramento State freshman Alex Rodriguez, wonder if they'll make it to Christmas dinner without being robbed, shot, or kidnapped. "My mom doesn't want me to drive down there," said Rodriguez, 18, who was born in Mexico and raised in California. "My uncle was shot to death at 11 a.m. at a car wash in Choy, Sonora in August. My mom said if you're in the business of drugs, that's your destiny." But the menace reaches beyond the drug cartels. The violence that's claimed more than 28,000 lives in the last 4 years has spread to Mexico's highways, where bandits, many posing as state or federal police, have robbed cars with U.S. plates. It's also seeped into the lives of local immigrants and their families. Some who planned to open businesses south of the border gave up when ordered to pay protection. Others have seen their real estate investments in Mexico plummet. Several say their relatives have gotten phone calls threatening to kidnap their American cousins for ransom. And nearly everyone has heard stories of cars hijacked and stopped unless the drivers pay bribes. The Mexican government recognizes the challenges of navigating roads through the drug wars and for the first time has created... Now, I have to stop. This has been going on for years and escalating worse and worse to the point where this is the first time in all of this time that they have created a network of government escorts and way stations to help guide and protect passengers traveling home for the holidays. Caravans of five or more vehicles heading into Mexico, particularly the violence-torn states of Sonora and Tamaulipas, can receive an escort if they register their routes with the Mexican government. Nearly everyone somehow affected by the fight against drug trafficking and organized crime. They're trying to co-opt our institutions and eroding our freedoms of by intimidation, said Carlos Gonzalez Gutierrez, Sacramento's Mexican Consul General. We are urging people not to drive at night, to use federal highways as much as possible instead of local roads, and not to travel with cash. People can use credit cards on federal toll roads. In some parts of Mexico, the drug-related violence now disrupts daily life. Monthly pension checks are delivered by armed guards in Sonora and Chihuahua. South of the Arizona and Texas borders, schools close early, and some ranchers and farmers have abandoned their land. Can you imagine all the hemp they could be growing, and they're running and fleeing instead? Many local police officers not on the take have quit and fled because it's not worth the risk to stay. So I guess that means the rest are on the take, right?
What do you think would solve all that crime down in Mexico?
Legalizing marijuana and ending the drug war.
I just wanted to ask you that.
There is only one way to stop it, and that's it. Just ask Al Capone. And entire towns in drug war zones have picked up and migrated to different states, from Acapulco to Ciudad Juarez. Innocent people are dying. Last October, 14 people, many of them children, were killed at a birthday party in southeast Juarez. Housewives, young mothers, and students also have been slain there. Last month, the government captured the leader of the Aztecas, the most violent gang working for the cartels, who allegedly authorized 80% of all of the killings in Juarez, including those at the birthday. Juarez has the highest murder rate in the world right now, close to 2,000 this year, as rival Juarez and Sinaloa cartels fight for control, said Herbert Brown, the incoming special agent in charge of the Sacramento FBI office. Brown, who battled organized crime in Juarez, said that since Mexican President Felipe Calderon went on the offensive against the cartels in 06, Mexico has faced a perfect storm as six cartels fight for control and government troops battle both traffickers and corrupt cops. Boy. So it just goes on to discuss the different ways that people are trying to drive or fly instead and things of that nature. I had a realization recently watching about the Aztecs on PBS. You know, PBS, people think I'm smart. I just tell them I watch PBS. It makes me sound really smart, you know.
PBS is great.
So if I sound smart, it's because I watch PBS. And I remember what I see. What a concept. Wish they had that when I was in school. Now, it was a special on the Aztecs, of course, and, of course, how the Spaniards destroyed the culture. But they have, of course, morphed into the Mexicans. That is where Mexico has come from. It is the Aztecs and other tribes that were in the area at that time when the Spaniards came and invaded and destroyed their cultures, like they, of course, did in this country to the indigenous people. But so some of these folks are still using names going back to their ancestry. So one of these gangs are called the Aztecas. Now, you know that came from the Aztec tribes, folks. So now whether or not these people are true descendants of the Aztecs, of course, we don't know. But I will tell you this. One of the things that the Aztecs and some of the other tribes were known for was ruthless beheadings in front of their enemies and even sacrifice and allegedly, according to the scientists, eating of those people in front of others. It's on their cave walls. Not caves, the building walls, all the concrete, not concrete, you know, the big stones that built their cities and stuff. You can see these pictures. So go to pbs.org and you can look some of the those documentaries up on that. In the meantime, we are going to jump to a song. Now, you know, back in 1971, John Sinclair, a radio DJ in Ann Arbor, Michigan, was busted for two joints and given 10 years. And John Lennon and Yoko Ono got pissed off. They wrote a song, put it out, and had a rally in Ann Arbor on the campus. And about 2 days later, they released John Sinclair. So although tomorrow is the day that John was killed, this is an example of how he supported our movement even in 1970-71.
That was the first hash bash, too, wasn't it?
That was what I was going to say, Berman. That ended up leading into what is now known as the Hash Bash. So we'll probably play this song again during Hash Bash, but we want you to hear it now. It is John Lennon in honor of him and our friend John Sinclair. We'll be back in a few minutes, and we'll be talking to Natural Choice.
Hi, this is Trey.
Hi, this is Crash.
And we're from
Natural Choice.
And you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City.
WVQC-LP Cincinnati.
On 95.7 FM and WVQC.org.
The voice of the Queen City.
Low power to the people. I'm so high right now.
Oh, I know I'm high too. Wow, that's a new one. And of course it is Hemp Rock Radio, just like Train Crash said, from Natural Choice. Of course, you can find them at fornaturalchoice.com as well as their Facebook, but you can get to all of it. Well, actually, you got Twitter and other things like that, too.
Twitter and MySpace.
And MySpace. So you can get to all those links at their fornaturalchoice.com. So I want to welcome Trey and Crash to the show.
Thank you, and it's great to be here on 95.7.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Good to be our first time on the radio. This is a good show to be on.
Hell yeah.
And a great bunch of guys to get down here. Now, these guys are local, of course. They're from Cincinnati, and they recently had a revelation that, you know, people need to know about cannabis and marijuana and ganja and all that stuff. But what better way to get them to be involved but to get them to buy a shirt and things like that, that not only helps the movement, but also helps other things we'll be talking about as well. So, welcome to the show, Trey and Crash. Now, tell the folks, you know, I sort of whatever, but what really did get you guys motivated to do what you're doing?
Well, we don't really have a whole lot going on right now. And, you know, I've been off work for a while, and I decided to, you know, our Xbox broke, actually.
The video game broke.
The Xbox broke. And we started reading books and talking and, you know.
Wow. So you got away from the video game, started educating yourself. So what was the
brain working again.
Yeah, what was the... Well, video games are actually good for some things.
Yeah.
They do distract you a lot from other stuff, but they are good for hand-eye contact and things of that nature. They help increase certain parts
Absolutely.
Of the brain. But...
Yeah.
Now, you know, somebody, and I'm sure it's been done, needs to make some cannabis games out there. They've been done before.
Well, I mean, but also if you're playing video games, you're just stuck on the couch.
That's true. Unless it's Wii.
But, you know, you got to go outside, you know, the beautiful sunshine, you know, all the great things.
There's a big world out there.
That's right. So what was the first book that you guys picked up that started this?
Drug Crazy by Mike Gray.
That's right.
It's a very inspirational book.
Writer
opened my eyes a lot to history and the history of hemp and cannabis, and you know that this was going on. Yeah, it's,
so
it doesn't make much sense to me, but it makes more sense now than it did before.
Sure, it comes together. So Mike Gray, of course, the author of Drug Crazy, is also the writer of the movie China Syndrome, well known out in Hollywood, and numerous other stories and stuff, I'm sure. But it was about. We figured about 1998 Mike wrote that book, and he actually has been a guest when he had that book out on Hemp Rock Radio back on our old show. So I know that that book can certainly wake people up. I was thrilled when it came out as well. And so then what was one of the next ones? I'm real curious. So people know what helped you guys get motivated so they know what to go do.
I'm freshly inspired by The Emperor Wears No Clothes.
Jack Hare,
yes.
his famous book, of course, that is...
6 pages in, and I was blown away. I had no idea the history of everything and...
Why it's illegal.
Yeah, and how it's a natural resources that as humans on Earth, we're fools to not utilize it, and...
Yeah, because the animals, they use it.
It could...
The animals do use it.
We're supposed to... It was put here for us to use it.
Absolutely.
It's a plant, you know.
I guarantee
think about
you.
It in the simplest form. You know, it's not harmful or... You know.
Yeah. You know, when I get mice in my house occasionally, they seek my pot seeds out on the coffee table, on the trays.
Birds eat...
Birds.
They love those seeds.
That's their
number one seed. And
my brother's dove used to have a dove years and years ago. He would let it fly around the house and
they
stuff.
They pick it out over it, all the other seeds. That was in the Emperor
right.
Wears No Clothes.
They do. They'll seek out those hemp seeds.
It's amazing. Yeah.
They, you know, animals...
All the nutrition.
That's it.
Yeah.
Animals instinctively know what's right for them and what's not, and they will eat what is necessary to survive as long as it's provided in the group of food sources that they have, of course. And, yeah, they always go for the highest nutritional aspect of the plant world, or animal world for that matter.
So do humans.
And we are an animal.
Yeah.
We're no different. So we do the same thing. And a very quick example, back in the 90s, a gentleman, Skippy Bush, Dr. Skippy Bush, was part of the early 90s board of National Normal. He had some farmers he knew in Iowa, I believe it was, grow or raise some. They were chicken farmers, so they specifically chose a numerous amount of chickens to do an experiment with to see how they were by eating hemp seeds. So they have you all ever seen in a barn where they have the round cone shaped item or a piece of equipment that has a like a trawl around in the circle around the bottom of it that the food stays on.
Yeah.
You know, and it's free hanging where it spins as the chickens are eating off of it and stuff. It's kind of free flowing in the air, mm-hmm. but hanging from the barn ceiling. And in the video that they did of this, picture this, in the video of this, these chickens, 25% of the circle of the trough that had the seed all around, three-fourths of it around was chicken feed, and then another 25% of that section was hemp seed. And all of the chickens were trying to get to that one section,
natural.
And they weren't touching the rest of it, and this thing was spinning as they were running and trying to catch up with it because it was free-hanging. It is the funniest thing you've ever seen. Now, they took those chickens, they entered them into the policeman's barbecue playoff festival in the middle of D.C., and although they weren't, like, winning prizes, they got graded, and the USDA guy that came and graded their chicken stood there on film and said, amazed, I've not seen any chickens this healthy in 15 years, and this beautiful in the sense of the color of their fat. You know, of course, they were going to be eaten.
The birds and their feathers.
Yes.
All their feathers, quills, and everything.
The most nutritious thing for not only the birds, but us as well.
Yeah.
So Emperor Wears No Clothes certainly did it for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So anything else that you've seen out there that's inspired you that folks need to check out?
A lot of it was, you know, it's just our natural instinct. We're homegrown West Siders.
Yeah, yep.
We love Cincinnati. You know, it's a great city to be in. But there's a lot of injustice going on in the world today that I'm tired of seeing. And
so, how old are you, Trey?
I'm 26. My partner, Crash, here.
I'm 28. But I just wanted to add, you know, you got to think about the jails and how much everything. They're just putting people. For, you know, marijuana, it's now in Cincinnati, you know,
they
you,
are
you
arresting
go to jail,
people now,
you get arrested,
right.
And you almost get, I believe it's your driver's license gets suspended as well.
Well, the state of Ohio does have rules on the books that if you get busted for any amount of marijuana, even if it's just a ticket in the cities that still do the ticketing, and or have paraphernalia, that they can, and most do, take your driver's license for 6 months up to a year. It seems that our Hamilton County judges don't do that. So, you know, the city arrests people. Our county judges oppose it. So they generally, if you challenge it, they will just drop down the city charge, which is $250, and up to 30 days in jail, and say, look, $150 fine. Just, you know, we'll drop the paraphernalia, get out of here. They never, ever have I known anybody in the city of Cincinnati or the Hamilton County area or anybody coming into that area that has gone to court in our county ever lose their license over marijuana or even paraphernalia.
Yeah.
It does not happen.
Yeah, well, don't be suckered into it. Yeah, because you won't be allowed to own a gun the rest of your life either over that simple little ticket.
He's right. Even that ticket.
There's a whole lot tied to that. It's more than a $100 ticket. Go down and fight it. Fight it to no end.
Well, yes. If you have a way to fight it and can get it thrown out, your best option is to do that because he's right. If you want to do Second Amendment rights that you have in this country and, for instance, get a concealed carry, okay, you cannot do it if you even have a minor misdemeanor ticket. Any drug charge.
For a plant.
Any drug charge prevents you from owning a handgun. That's right.
Yeah, you know, and if you do go down and pay the fine, you tell them, you know, hey, I'm sorry and all that. Well, just do that. Just be sorry. Quit smoking pot and stand out of the way. Quit making them.
Protect yourself.
You go
yourself,
down
yeah.
and pay that fine, you give them incentive to come out and look for us.
Because you're paying customers. So just quit then if you're going to do that.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, you know, we do have an attorney in town. If people do have issues, who is willing to fight it. And so you can contact us, of course, at hemprock.com or the hemp line at 513-684-HEMP to get a hold of attorney Tim Smith here in town, who is the, I mean, we know of other attorneys, but he is certainly the one that I recommend.
You don't really need an attorney either.
Well, it is certainly in your best interest if you see the problem with that burn man by telling people they don't need an attorney is if unless they know the law, they need that attorney. And most people don't know the law, which is why they won't get an attorney and they won't go fight it. They'll just simply go pay the fine or go to court because they have to in Cincinnati. It's too late in Cincinnati because you've already done your night or whatever in jail till you get bailed out. And it certainly is ridiculous that anybody should have to spend any time in jail for marijuana. But by just telling people to fight it without an attorney, they don't know. Unless they are educated, which is what we do try to do, is educate them. But there are so many different intricacies. Forget it. I'm not even going to try. The brain is not working.
Just give up on that one.
I'm giving up on that one. The intricate details of the law, which is why they do that, because then it becomes confusing for the average person. So that is really what the attorney is. It is somebody. Now, I'm not going to say every attorney is going to tell you the right thing. Okay. One thing's for sure, though, with the misdemeanor and the ability to go to court, you then are eligible, if you have a lower income, to get a public pretender. So I don't care who your attorney is. You have to be active in knowing the law.
Just keep saying not guilty. Just keep saying not guilty. No matter what.
Well,
attorney,
if you
no attorney.
Okay, but then Burman, what do they have to do? If you plead not guilty, then what happens? You then have to say what kind of a trial with the judge or with the jury or whatever. So unless you know how to go in and actively work that case, you need the attorney. So for those that don't know, I recommend attorneys. For those that do, don't spend your money. Okay, that's my opinion. I don't want anybody walking in saying not guilty but not knowing what to do after that and not having anybody by his side because guess what? They're going to go to jail by the judge, and they have the guns. So you have to know what you're doing. You can't just blindly go in there and say, this is what I'm going to do.
I'm only talking about on the small marijuana
that's
charges.
What I'm, yes,
you
me
just
too.
Go down there
even
and
still,
just
it's a headache.
Be a fool.
It's not necessary.
Well,
tell them on a jury trial. They'll beg you not to take it.
But see, what happens is they will beg you not to do it by saying, we'll just do the fine over the state.
Let them beg for a while.
Okay, that's what they do. They try that plea. So, again, if you don't know what to do, that's what the attorney's for. Now, I still say, though, even if you want to hire an attorney, you must educate yourself. Okay, you cannot just go along with what every attorney says because some of them don't know anything either, and they claim they do.
But whatever you
do. They're like doctors. They're practicing.
Whatever you do, just don't simply go down and hand them some money.
I totally agree. Absolutely. If you get a ticket, go fight it with whatever way you have within the means of the law. Okay. Certainly don't want a bunch of people down there getting thrown in jail and then losing their jobs and things like that. Well, I guarantee you, they'll make room for the pot smokers if they have to. If you piss them off enough, they'll put you in contempt and you will sit there, depending on the judge, of course. So, again, it's like walking on glass. You have to know what you're doing or at least have somebody that knows what to do advising you. And then if you need to, you can go look up rules and laws on the Internet and educate yourself. Talk to other attorneys, get second opinions, and figure out the best way, depending on what your case is, on how to fight that. Whatever you do, Burman is right about one thing. Fight it all the way to the point where you can and do your best to stay out of jail and not give them any money. Make them pay. And I think that's really what he's trying to say is make them pay. If they want to mess with us, just keep going to court, keep forcing them to every day pay to put you through court. The only problem with that, Burnman, where does that money come from?
Yeah.
The taxpayers.
Yeah.
That's
taxpayers
your money.
Taxpayers will eventually get tired of it.
Yeah. Well, but how many of those taxpayers are going to get a petition together to get this off the books? So, again, we do have to get people motivated. There's all different ways to stick the knife in the beast, and this is one way. But if the best way to fight them is with an attorney, please get the attorney. Okay? And again, a good one, that's really the key, is a good one, not just one that really doesn't have your best interest. And the public pretenders usually don't. So if you end up with a public pretender, start looking around and asking questions, not only of them, but online and other sources to find out if they're advising you correctly.
And don't ask them what all the side effects are, too.
Well, it's their job to tell you.
Yeah, they never do.
Then they're not doing their job.
They ain't told anyone about you can't own a gun no more.
I think some of that stuff might actually be in the paperwork. I don't know. But it's probably the small print. But you know what? The police department didn't know either.
Right. Three Cincinnati cops.
Yeah, two or three, something like that.
There was three of them.
Was it three? Yeah, they found out that they had some minor misdemeanor marijuana charges in their youth.
Tickets.
Yeah.
Marijuana tickets.
Charges.
Just simple
marijuana
tickets,
yeah. Minor misdemeanor marijuana.
You never own a gun now.
Yeah. And now they had to lose their jobs at the police department because you cannot own a gun if you have any drug charges in the state of Ohio. It doesn't matter. Minor misdemeanors, whatever. Yeah. So that is definitely stuff that people need to know. Now, while you're playing with that thing in your hand over there, Trey, tell us what you got.
This big Ziploc bag right here.
You got it. Yeah, the big Ziploc baggie.
Yeah. It's nice to hold in your hands.
Smells nice,
too. We offer fresh, casual, subtle pro-legalization clothing. We offer beanie hats for wintertime. It's cold outside.
Both kinds, the kind that
we have a very subtle. Yeah, we have a lot of options in our line. We offer hoodie jackets, t-shirts, three packs in Ziploc bags,
different colors.
They're very subtle. You can go with black on black to be very subtle and supporting a movement.
White and gray.
Yes, white, gray. We have a lot of different options and styles to go with a subtle logo or a color logo. And every a dollar of every sale goes to no-kill animal shelters because we love our pets. We both have dogs. We love dogs, cats.
That's wonderful.
You know.
Even when they're crazy.
Yeah.
So besides supporting the hemp movement, you're also supporting animals.
Right.
The no-kill shelters.
Everybody we know loves dogs and cats.
Absolutely. Absolutely. yeah, you know, I put a thing out last night. You can go to my profile in Facebook, Lynn Wilson, and see a petition that I posted, not mine, but, you know, sharing one that somebody else started, asking for jail time for some punk thugs that obviously are dog fighters.
One's a good con, one's a bad con.
Right, exactly. And apparently because the beautiful female pit bull did not do what they wanted, they burned her alive and filmed it. And the person who filmed it was with their telephone, and they turned it over to authorities, and these guys got caught.
That's terrible.
I can't remember right now what city or state it was in, but it's atrocious what's going on. And so, yeah, that's one thing about Hemp Rock and myself. Although we focus on hemp, and specifically hemp, and then, of course, the whole drug war, ending that, but we also fight against and try to educate people not only on animal rights, as well as healthy foods, farming. We've got some stories that we're going to get to later on in the segment for Hemp Rock Cafe and the Pottsbury Bakery, although the dope boy did not get his recipe to us in time, so that'll be coming up next week. I think it's blueberry muffins. We should call them green. We should call them greenberries.
Greenberry
muffins.
What?
But so we'll have that recipe next week. But I do have a couple of stories related to food and the Hemp Rock Cafe. So check out that in the second half. But, again, I think it's great that you're doing that. And now, tell us about your van, because if people are driving around right now. I have a green machine and you have a green machine. Isn't that the coolest thing? We both are driving green machines now, but yours is a lot cooler than mine.
Yeah, we stick out. You know, we're aiming to promote and stir some stuff up, you know, shake it up and get seen.
Now mine's cool because it has runs on ethanol. It's a flex fuel, but yours is cool, but just by the way you look at it. So, folks, again, if you're driving around in the downtown area right now, come over here on Race and Central.
A glowing green conversion van.
Drive south on Race, because that's how you have to. If you go north, you're backwards. And so drive south on Race Street from about 12th on down, I believe. And right before the front of Media Bridges on the left, you'll see a big, beautiful 89.
Yeah, 89 Chevy. Big box Chevy
van. It's black with green all over it, and even a light on top. Tell us what the light does.
The light bar. You know, we're the green police.
Yeah, so, they're the green police.
You know.
And what is it, a Buckeye leaf you got on there?
Yes, our logo is subtle. You know, we created it with a half of a leaf. And
looks like a Buckeye leaf. That's what I said. Yeah. How many people go, oh, you're cool, it's like
and
Ohio.
And we add to the subtlety with doing, you know, black-on-black embroidery. We get our inspiration from great companies like Nike and Jordan who, you know, they offer subtle, you know, nice, you know, quality casual apparel. And that's, you know, where we get our inspiration from.
Well, it's very cool looking. Like I said, it is subtle. I tease that I'm sure...
And you can see it. You can see it on if you go to 4naturalchoice.com. That's numeral 4naturalchoice.com, and hit the Facebook link. We also have Twitter and MySpace. But we have photos of all our products. The Green Machine. That's where you can check that out if you haven't seen it already. We haven't been pulled over yet in it, but
I'll tell you,
you know, we're not scared of anybody.
If my van ever dies that runs on ethanol,
we're gonna fight this. It's all or nothing with us.
I'll will you guys the tag. How's that? If I ever dump the van, you guys can have my Green Machine tag.
I got a good kick out of seeing that license plate.
I mean, nothing better.
I mean, we have the Green Machine. But yours
you just don't
is
have
really
the tag.
Labeled, yeah, the Green Machine.
And it really is, because although the corn kernels are yellow, it is green for plant.
Does it give a smell or an aroma when you...
It definitely is not the same as regular fumes, but, you know, it is E85, so there's 15% gas that's mixed in.
Did you know that they could make, you know, cars that run on hemp seed oil?
Absolutely. Well, not only the hemp seed oil. They've already made cars that can run on hemp seed oil, you guys. It's called diesel engines.
That's amazing.
Okay. They made diesel engines to run on agricultural fuel. But the stock, so not only can you take hemp seed, if you take the stock and strip out the fibers, you can make the fibers into cloth and
everything
things,
on
and paper.
A ship.
But the
make
stock.
It into natural choice clothing.
That's right.
You know, why not?
Absolutely. But the stock of the hemp plant is cellulose, and there are new technologies to turn cellulose into alcohol, which is then ethanol.
Same as they do corn.
Same as the corn. Yeah, but see, there's the corn.
Corn's hard to grow.
No. They take the corn syrup, the sugars of the corn, to make the ethanol. Normally, ethanol, which is alcohol, is taken from sugars. There is no actual sugars per se in the hemp plant, other than like minute amounts. Like even we have sugars in us, but not that can be extracted. So instead, you take the oil, and that's diesel. And the cellulose, which then can be broken down into sugars in the process, then turned into alcohol. So there's an extra step in the middle to turn it into the sugars that it has to be. I'm not the expert. I'm not a scientist, so I'm speaking in layman's terms, of course. But so the stalk can run the ethanol, and the seed can run the diesel.
So could you make hemp beer?
Definitely.
Well, yes.
Well, I mean, I indulge.
Absolutely.
A drink or two.
Listen.
Hemp beer, that sounds like a great idea.
Listen, back in the 90s, there was Frederick's Brewing Company and Hemp and Ale. Hemp and Ale flew on Air Force One with Clinton until somebody said, "What are you doing drinking marijuana beer? Get that off the plane." And he had to take it off. Okay, that's a true story.
That was Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton, when he was president, drank Hemp and Ale out of... Portland, I believe, or Oregon area, had hemp seed. They had three different flavors. Lexington's company, as I said, I already forgot the name of it.
That was in Florence, wasn't it?
They were out of Lexington, I believe. Anyway, there was two beers that were made out of hemp seed. It was part of the flavoring mix. But, you know, there are also other things, you know.
You could brew your own, then.
You could brew your own, exactly. Just, you know, people make coffee with hemp seeds, things like that. Alrighty, folks, I have a clip here. Actually, I'm going to wait for the clip, now that I think about it. Yep. We'll do the clip when we come back. So, in the meantime, You know, first of all, it's all about truth, right, boys? It's about getting the truth out there.
Yeah.
And that's what this show's about, and that's what John Lennon likes to talk about.
My database has been updated.
All right, you guys know my database has been updated. I guess that tells you we're hooked up to my computer getting ready to play a clip here in a few minutes, but we're going to wait on that for just a minute. We're going to go to a song. It is John Lennon in honor of his death day, the day he left this planet. So we will be back. It's Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress here with four. Natural Choice, and we'll be back right after that, after Burman rolls that pot up on number 7.
I'm sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
Leap. Hey, I see you let that one get away.
Get away? What?
You let Michael Phelps go.
Ah, he's such a nice fella. But we're going after those other scum, though.
Yes. The wrong crowd we've heard so much about.
Those bastards just sitting there doing drugs.
Doesn't justice demand equal treatment under the law?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, how would it look, given a prison sentence or even probation to an Olympic gold medalist?
Yeah, what harm was he doing?
Right. I mean, well, he was hanging out with drug dealers. That's what he was doing.
Throw the book at him.
I can't.
Throw the book at them.
Now you're talking. Send our kids a message.
Yeah, swim faster.
Hi, I'm Tommy Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio.
Hi, I'm Cheech Marin, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org.
Cincinnati, 95.7 FM.
That really wasn't Chong.
From behind the walls. Commentary on life as a prisoner of pot in a Nebraska penitentiary. By Chris the Anarchist Ryan, Hemp Rock's prison correspondent.
Another day in prison. Another day in prison, man. We might just come and get you too.
Well, hello, this is Earl Duke at WVQC, Cincinnati, Queen City. Breaking the Prison Industrial Complex by Chris, the Anarchist Ryan. He writes, after close observation, I've gotten a clue. Prison provides cheap labor for an industry. This was provided by public funding, a kind of corporate welfare. Business reduced labor costs using prisoners, costs being paid by government. Meanwhile, prisons don't make money. They cost about $30,000 a year per prisoner. Unless prison labor generates more than that, it draws on the economy. Finding $30,000 jobs for uneducated people is hard. Many inmates lack high school diplomas, so prisons draw on the economy. The solution is to break the prison cash cycle. It's called divestment, and it worked in South Africa. Part of ending apartheid was financial solution. By converting major investors to by convincing major investors to stop funding South Africa's apartheid became unaffordable. Divestment ended apartheid. Divestment would work here, too. It would take a long time, but it would work. By ending the investment in prison bonds, prison expansion becomes unfeasible. This can be done without asking legislations. Given time and public pressure, divestment would destroy the prison industrial complex. For the Hemp Radio Network, this is your prison correspondent, Chris the Anarchist Ryan, coming to you from behind the walls. Thank you, and please support this community-funded radio station. Thank you for listening to Hemp Rock.
I was raised believing that incarceration was expensive to the taxpayer. It was not in anyone's best interest to lock someone in a cage unless it was absolutely necessary. In the mid-1980s, a law was passed that allowed privately owned corporations to build and operate prisons.
I'm a real advocate of private prisons, having privatized half the prisons in New Mexico. And the reason for doing that is the same goods, same services at a third less the price.
Have we reached a point of building so many prisons that the purveyors are now looking for ways to keep them all full?
Here's the way a private prison works, okay? You pay somebody to build a fancy cage. Then you fill it up as far as you can get it, which is pretty full. Full of people that the people that built the cage get paid $40,000 or $50,000 a year to just keep in the cage.
You have corporations like Wackenhut, you know, they just changed their name, Corrections Corporation of America, that house prisoners, nonviolent drug offenders. As a matter of fact, I think 60% of the increase in prison population under Bill Clinton, which was like a million people, of the 60% of that new prison population are nonviolent drug offenders.
Now, if you've got 5,000 people in your cage and you're being paid $30,000-$40,000 a year for them, that's a lot of money. And if you can, on top of that, use them as your private property, as chattel property, that you can then make do work or make produce things that you get paid for on top of that. What a great deal. Now, where I come from, when you transform a person into a piece of property, that's called slavery.
Not far from Bakersfield, California, is the small town of Taft, once home to a thriving oil industry. But like so many oil towns across America, the oil finally dried up. Like many bankrupt towns, a private prison stepped in to save the day. The Taft Correctional Institution is owned by the GEO Group, formerly known as Wackenhut. Wackenhut changed its name after a storm of bad publicity.
The GEO Group is the leader in providing diversified services to government agencies around the globe. Our global expertise in outsourcing includes the design, construction, financing, management, and operation of jails, prisons, and special purpose institutions, and immigration and detention centers.
They trade their stock on Wall Street based upon the number of people that are in jail. If that isn't sick, if that isn't the best definition of sickness in a society, in a culture, in a civilization, I can't tell you what is.
All right, folks, if you want to watch that video that I just played the audio of, which sickens me, I don't know what does. Now, I'm very glad that our friend Chris the Anarchist Ryan, who Earl read his Behind the Walls statement today, I'm very glad that he's going to be allowed to get out and go get jobs and do things like that, because we don't want him in prison or anybody else like Chris the Anarchist Ryan. But this is what's going on, folks. Now, we talked about it when BP had the spill. It was a big story where they promised everybody in the region that they were going to be given jobs to do the cleanup because they were displaced by the oils spewing out into the natural ocean. And instead, they hired prisoners at, get this, $4,500 a year. Oh, wait a minute. They got that back in tax write-off money.
Inmates got a dime an hour.
And the inmates got a dime, if any
if
at all.
They got that.
Now, as Chris the Anarchist talks about, you know, it's going out and work release. Prisoners have a right to do that on some level if they've earned that right. And of course, that's mostly nonviolent prisoners, which, what does that mean, guys? Nonviolent
pot
prisoners.
It sounds like a pot smoker.
The pot smokers, and maybe the, you know, a little bit of cocaine or whatever. The point is, it's folks.
Hungry shoplifter.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they know we're good workers, though.
Well, that's for sure.
So that's why they use us.
Absolutely. So, of course, they are allowed to go do this, but now what they were being told from the prisons down in Florida and Louisiana and stuff was that any good time they had was going to be wiped out, and they'd be sent back to regular prison sections of the prison if they did not agree to go do and be a part of that slave labor cleanup. And the first few weeks, they were wearing prison uniforms, and when everybody started realizing what was going on, they all got pissed off, the people that lived down there, and said, "What in the world is going on? Y'all promised us the jobs. Now you're getting, oh, wait a minute, not only a tax write-off, and you don't really have to pay them anything, barely the dimes, but at every year, for every prisoner that is brought to you that you get to have as a slave, you get not a a $4,500 tax break. They were getting $4,500 cash back from our government for hiring government prisoners, slaves." And, of course, now, the sidebar to that, most of the guys that were doing it, yes, folks, they were African-American. And, of course, 70% of the population of prisons in our country not only are drug users, 70% are pot smokers, and 70% of the drug users in jail are also black. Yet, they're only about 30% of our population. How's that work, folks?
Sounds like an oppression to me.
Sounds like a way to make slave labor easy. And then, as this guy said, you can go see this video, Privatized Prisons and Prison Labor is Slavery, video on YouTube. It's put up by somebody named Information Bullets. Okay? And different attorneys have helped put that together. And as they point out, there is stock market for private business for Wackenhut and their company up on the stocks, and so they're trading in slave labor. It is so much more elaborate than the slaves' days of hundreds of years ago in our country and others. This is a science, folks. Not only is there a science of propaganda against us, there's a science of business and stocks. You are their stock. Okay, we oppose private prisons. We believe if the government wants to imprison people, they need to pay for it, even if it's our tax dollars. That way, the tax people have a way to monitor it. Unfortunately, now you don't. All you get to do is watch the stock, folks. They don't have to do disclosure because they're a private company. Boy, we could go on with that, but we won't. But they were mentioning some of the prisons in New Mexico, or things going on in New Mexico. I'm going to jump to that. This comes from The Hill. Okay. It is a blog out of D.C., and this is what they say. This is a guy named Sean Miller put this out about a week ago. Ex-New Mexico governor who supports marijuana legalization eyes 2012 bid. Former New Mexico governor Gary Johnson could make legalizing marijuana an issue in the 2012 Republican presidential primary if he decides to run. The issue of marijuana legalization is obviously an attention getter, Johnson told the St. Petersburg Times after a testing the waters visit to Florida last week. And you can't shy away from it. I have to defend it. I have to defend the position. Johnson, a successful businessman, served two terms as governor in New Mexico from 1995 to 2003. He hasn't yet declared if he'll run for his party's 2012 nomination. If he does make a bid, Johnson admitted it won't be easy to explain his position on the drug war to a skeptical primary electorate in 30-second TV ads. And it's not really a 30-second soundbite deal, he said. It's maybe about a 3-minute deal. Johnson argued that marijuana is less harmful than alcohol, and the cost of incarcerating smokers is too great. Moreover, according to Johnson, marijuana would be considered less of a gateway drug if it were sold alongside more dangerous drugs, such as alcohol. I don't drink, I don't smoke pot, but I've drank and I've smoked pot. Johnson told the paper, the big difference between the two is that marijuana is a lot safer than alcohol. The loosening of legal restrictions on marijuana use has already been an issue in several states. Earlier this month, Arizona, of course, became the 15th state, in addition to D.C. and 14 other states as well. I can tell you if this guy, Gary Johnson, who we love and adore, I believe he's also a board member of, if not normal, MPP, I can't remember, or at least at one time was, it will be the first time that I will vote Republican. If he, you know, because how does the process work? First, they have to run in their primaries, and in order to vote in a primary, you have to be registered for that primary. So, guys, girls that are registered out there, keep watching. We will keep you informed. If Gary Johnson decides to throw his hat in, you will have to re-register as a Republican to make sure he wins the primaries so he can go on to run against the Democrats, which will probably be the president. I'm sure he will get the nomination of the Democrats. And frankly, I certainly hope Gary runs, or even Ron Paul. I hope they don't run against each other. That would hurt. But because, you know, Ron Paul always runs as a Republican now instead of a Libertarian guy. But, boy.
But he's Democrat.
Ron Paul goes Republican. Absolutely. So did his son, Rand.
Yeah, that's son.
Yeah, yeah. No, he started out Libertarian a couple runs. And then two times he switched over to Republican because he figured he would get more notice that way. And I believe he has. So, you know, we have to get behind whoever it is. I'm not saying that I'm Republican. Generally, I'm not. Matter of fact, I'm going to read something real funny here. I'm going to look for this while I'm bullcrapping with you. I certainly would, though, become a temporary Republican and maybe even stay Republican if he wins, you know. But I'm going to read a quote here. I'm going to try. Hold on a minute. I'm going to a friend of mine's Facebook page. He is the tech guy for Drug Sense and Drug Policy Central. His name is Matt Elrod. He is not only the webmaster for his own and his company's organizations, nonprofit organization, Drug Sense and Drug Policy Alliance's websites. He is also the guy that makes sure that things like my news feed at hemprock.com/news is working, and many, many other pages they sponsor and ask for donations in support of groups like myself to support those websites. They are out of Canada, and they provide space for organizations like ours to have websites and presence on the web. And Matt is the guy who maintains the server to take care of all of that. And we are going to wish him a birthday. He just had a birthday yesterday. So we'll do that. And at the same time, I'm going to go he's got a bunch of quotes on his Facebook page. So go to Facebook.com/ Matthew Elrod, E-L-R-O-D, and you can see these quotes. I'm going to try to scroll back up and find the one that I really liked. Hold on just a minute here because I lost it, and it's going to take me a minute to find it. So I will do that, and we got about a quarter after. Let's, well, you know what? let's do this first. Talk about your clothes real quick, you guys. I'm sitting here, of course, with Trey and Crash from ForNaturalChoice.com, a new product line supporting this movement, as well as helping no-kill shelters for animals. We are, of course, taking donations here at the station, and if they don't get given out today, we will have them here at the station. You can come check it out. So, for instance, if you want a beanie and you do a $35, which is half price on the beanie, so $5 over our $30 membership, we will give you a beanie. So let's just say that whether it's the T-shirts, I think those are $30, we'll do an extra
$15. Three packs of three T-shirts for $30.
Awesome. Well, so half of that. So if you do a $30 plus $15, you'll get the T-shirts, and half on the hoodie would be $20 over. So if they do $30 plus $20 would be a total of $50 donation for us. They'll get a hoodie. And if the sizes are wrong, we can always make sure they get a correct size.
And then you're also donating to, you know, our no-kill animal shelters.
Absolutely.
That we support.
Absolutely. So tell them where, again, they can get all that information, and I'll find my quote.
Well, we offer quality products at reasonable prices, auto-insured, you know, customer satisfaction. You know, our smooth design allows you to feel comfortable wearing our logo and doing your part to change the world for the better. You know, it's time for us, the people, to join together to support an enlightened view about, you know, the many positive aspects of marijuana and legalization. We support the freedom to make a natural choice and want everybody that believes the same thing to wear your opinion on great-looking apparel. The Natural Choice team, a.k.a. us, Trey Crash, we're ready to travel America to help build this movement. To legalize marijuana for its numerous positive benefits for everybody, for the world. The world could be a better place. You can find us at ForNaturalChoice.com and links to Facebook, Twitter, and MySpace. We appreciate all your support, and our online store at ForNaturalChoice.com will be up very soon in the coming weeks.
Very good.
We appreciate all our fans and,
a lot of support.
Yeah, we get a lot of positive feedback.
Now, tell us about the van. What's your aim with the green machine?
We just want to just put it in your face, you know, as blatant as possible. But it's not too bad that we haven't had any trouble with the police at all. So we must be doing something wrong. You know, maybe we need to add some more lights on it. You know,
we're
going to
put a PA system in it so we can start, you know,
another
voicing
on
our opinion.
I don't know what we got to do to get some attention around here.
Well, that's one way to get attention. Of course, like Burman said, maybe they think it's the Buckeye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or lawn care service.
Yeah, lawn care service. We get that. But hey, whatever you want. You know, it's like we designed it to where, you know, people who know, and people who don't. And
you need to get in the know.
You know, it's the same with our clothing line. People who know, and people who don't. That's the subtlety of it.
Yeah. So there's a lot of people that are afraid to wear a shirt that has a big pot leaf on it.
You know, I took a trip.
And if it's barely seen, they like they'll wear it.
I took a trip to Gatlinburg, best trip I ever took, with my girlfriend Karen. She's a lovely lady. And I was looking down there, and I was like, you know what, I want to buy a shirt, a couple, you know, items to promote some change. And I could not find anything that was subtle enough to respectively wear in a Home Depot, or, you know, I was an electrician for 8 years, and you work in a lot of people's homes, and you can't wear stuff in people's houses and expect to be, you know.
Yeah, some people, unfortunately, look down on us when we wear our colors.
But those are uneducated
completely.
People, because they don't really know story. Like, there's a whole history, a time before us, where this was, you know, the most important item in some countries. You know, this was all they had, was producing hemp and, you know, exporting and importing and everything.
Absolutely. As George Washington said, sow the hemp seed everywhere.
Yeah. Grows like the dandelions.
Well, you know, people think dandelions are bad, and actually they're highly nutritional. But I think they're quite pretty in my lawn. I don't cut them out.
Yeah.
I think they make the lawn look really nice in all of their different versions. And although I admit I've never done a dandelion salad, but you can with the leaves. They're highly nutritious.
You're telling me you can eat dandelion?
Absolutely.
I had no idea.
Sure. a certain part of their growth stage, you can pick the leaves and eat them in a salad. They're supposed to be delicious. I've never actually went out in my yard and picked them.
I'm thinking about it now.
Yeah.
I mean, for lunch, what do you think?
If I'm ever homeless, I'll remember that where I can get some food.
Dandelion salad in stores now.
Exactly.
We're still coming out.
Natural Choice offer also offers dandelion salad coming soon.
Well, you know, it really is one of the things that I have figured out is that stupid humans really don't understand most of the things anymore in our generation of what's healthy and what's not and what's good and what's not.
Yeah.
And I've always stated that I believe that if we really took the time to figure it out, we'd probably find uses for poison ivy and poison oak and things of that nature.
Let's talk about it at least. Let's just talk, you know?
Absolutely. Instead of eradicating things, you
more know? Just saying, no, that's a bad idea.
Yeah. And again, the myth that marijuana is a weed, it's only called that. It's really not a weed.
Right.
The definition of most weeds is that they choke out other plants. Marijuana does not choke out other plants. As a matter of fact, it helps the soil be more beneficial to the plants around it. And helps other plants around it thrive.
Including other marijuana plants.
Including other marijuana plants.
Just putting that out there.
That's exactly
so it could basically help itself grow over and over again.
Well, you know, I told this story last week. Somebody I know, a friend of theirs, a young kid, about 18 years old, was walking around down by the lake or something or the river somewhere. I don't even know where. It was just a few weeks ago, right after the nice weather had broke for a few weeks, and all the plants thought it was summer again, or spring, rather.
Right.
And so this kid's walking along, and he finds this marijuana plant that he thinks is marijuana, and he takes a picture, and he sends it to his friend. Is this marijuana? Because he didn't really know what it would look like. And it was only about...
Crazy, doing what I'm doing. Well, they give me all kinds of warnings to save me from ruin. When I say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange. Surely you're not happy now. All kinds of advice designed to enlighten me. When I tell them that I'm doing fine, watching shadows on the wall. Don't you miss the big time, boy, you're no longer on the ball.
just had to let it go.
Hi, I'm Bruce from Zephyr Vaporizers, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, Cincinnati 95.7 FM.
Hi, this is Trey.
Hi, this is Crash.
And we're from
Natural Choice.
And you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City.
WVQC-LP Cincinnati.
On 95.7 FM and WVQC.org.
The voice of the Queen City.
Low power to the people. I'm so high right now.
This has been the Tuesday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and the Pottsberry Dope Boy Pot and Hash. Speaking for the legalization of marijuana. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on WVQC-LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. to help end Cincinnati's harmful marijuana ordinance, please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM WVQC-LP Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Don't go away. WVQC is still on the air at WVQC.org.